Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, January 10th.
Mm-hmm.
We're back here.
Yep.
Like we always are. And yeah. I keep saying that every day, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be awake, to be alive.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about things. And I'm also very stressed out. So,
why?
Well, things are happening, changes and stuff. I'm moving and all that stuff. So, but I found a house. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So, all that stress. I mean, moving is really stressful.
Yeah, I hate moving.
You have to figure out what the fuck to do with everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest part. Packing.
Then you have to label the boxes like sweaters, silverware.
Luckily, I don't have that many things because I already got rid of a lot of things when I was moving to Oregon. So I... So that's good.
Yeah, you know? I guess.
Just some new furniture because my son's cat ruined all of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured a better start I knew, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to get a new crib, you might as well get new furniture.
Right.
You know, just start fresh.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. New house, new memories, new shit.
Right, exactly. New shit is true.
Yep.
Yeah. So how you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, well rested.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to bed at like 10, literally.
All right. Are you still talking to that guy?
Yep.
He calls you? Do you call him? What happens?
No,
there?
Just text.
Just text?
I'm not a phone person, which is weird because I have the personality for it.
Yeah.
But no, I
That's
don't.
That's weird, man.
Mm-mm. Nope, I'll talk to you when I get there.
I'm telling you, you got to talk to people. Do you even know what he sounds like?
Well, yeah, because he's an actor.
So what?
So I know what his voice sounds
like. So he
doesn't
know what you sound like.
No, I've sent him videos.
Oh, you do?
Like, we'll send each other videos.
Oh, okay.
But we won't talk on the phone.
Wow, how fucking weird.
Like, I'll send a video response to, like, a question he asked and vice versa.
Fuck. What have we come to,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So that's funny. So... Yeah, I can't get my mind around that, you know, that you go to Chicago. You haven't even met the guy
yet.
Yeah,
I know.
But that's okay, you know, like I said, if you get an opportunity, go. Well, you know, why not?
Yeah, nothing to lose at this point except maybe my sanity at the airport because I hate the airport.
I know.
But.
Oh, well, what can you do, man? You know, you gotta, airports are inevitable. You know, you want to go far. You have to use the airport.
I know, and there's so many places I want to see. I just hate flying so much.
Right.
But I wish I didn't hate flying. I wish I was one of those people that's like, yes!
Right. But you know what? Look, let's say you go on a week's trip. You know, so a few hours of flight is not the end of the world.
Well,
know?
Anytime I go somewhere, like...
It's worth it.
Yeah, like once you land safely, then you're like, yay! Everything in between sucks dick, though.
It does, man. But you know what? If you look at the odds are very low that anything's going to happen, you know?
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to talk about odds. I don't want to think about it.
They have barely any accidents. They're saying other than that... Malaysia Airlines that disappeared and shit.
No, there was like a plane crash. There's been like 3 plane crashes recently.
Yeah, maybe.
They're like private jets and stuff, but still plane crashes.
Yeah, plus the plane here in Burbank that couldn't stop. You remember we talked about that? Yeah.
No, we didn't.
It was last 2 months ago, maybe. I remember that. You don't remember.
No.
We talked about it. But there was a plane landed in Burbank, and they have a very short runway. So he couldn't manage to stop on time, so they kept going all the way to the sand trap that stops the plane.
And then they had to use the slide to get off?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine, actually.
Every time they landed Burbank.
I bet everyone was screaming.
Probably, yeah. You know, but the thing is that when you land at Burbank, and since, you know, they really put on their brakes... So you're like, oh, the fucking plane is going to spin in a minute.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. People always, it's, for me, takeoff is what really gets me. But other people say it's landing.
Right.
There's been a couple of times where I've been on a plane where it's landing and I'm like, is this normal? Like, is this supposed to happen? I remember the first time I ever did a reality show, me and my sister were heading back, but there was a rainstorm or something in Boston. So for like a half an hour, they were just circling around the Boston airport because they couldn't land.
Wow.
And I was like, no.
Get me on the ground.
Yeah,
right now.
So.
I know. And to think I used to love flying planes, you know, like private planes.
Like yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird that you're scared now.
I know. Well,
I feel like for anyone to have the balls to want to fly a plane, like, you ain't scared of planes.
Right. Well, I wasn't.
Or you are, and you just want to learn it. Like, what the fuck is this thing?
But, you know, I had a couple experiences. I almost killed myself. I told you about it. Almost crashed the plane and shit. So I think that kind of scared me. But also the fact that you're like in a tin can up at 30,000 feet.
Right.
You know, you can't get out.
Right.
I'm not claustrophobic or anything, but still, you know, I don't know, man. But some people have told me as they gotten older, they like flying less. They don't like heights.
Yeah.
You know, roller coasters, things like that.
I mean, I don't like roller coasters
anyway.
Ever.
Yeah.
No. I went on the Helivator once. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's that ride where you get on, they sit you in this seat, and they take you, I don't even know how high it is, but like basically it...
And then it drops?
But they make you sit there.
Right.
So you're like at the very top, and you're just like waiting and looking, and then all of a sudden, bam!
Then
and then it stops
drop.
Midway through, and
oh,
then they
really?
Make you sit there again, and then it drops again. I was so scared, my friend had to slap me when we got back to the ground, because I went into shock.
Really?
Yeah. I've never been on a ride since. I'll never forget that day.
I don't blame you. That's a pretty scary ride. They have one here at Magic Mountain. It doesn't stop in the middle, but it drops like that. I think they call it free fall or something.
Yeah, no. But anybody wondering if they should take that, don't.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I'm like, what if that breaks?
Yeah.
There's been some freak accidents at amusement parks.
There have been.
Like people losing their feet, like random stuff.
Yeah. Or hanging in the middle of the fucking first wheel, you know, on top of the wheel. Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. What's that you drinking?
It's an energy drink, but it's supposed to be like an organic one that helps burn body fat.
Yeah. Does it?
I don't know.
It's bullshit.
But honestly, this is the only... No, it tastes like shit.
Really?
Celsius. It's new. There's some flavors that taste good, but CVS only had watermelon. I really like the strawberry one, though.
Yeah?
The berry one's pretty good, too. But this is the only energy drink that I actually drink where I think it works.
Really?
Like, I drink it, and I feel like, yeah, let's go.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the only
and
one.
And you don't crash from it?
No.
Like, really
Red Bull, I crash. Within like 5 minutes after the minute I'm done drinking a Red Bull, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Same with coffee. People are like, oh my God, I need 5 espresso shots. I could have 5 espresso shots and go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I realized why I've been staying awake late is I think because of the coffee. Because
you're not smoking weed.
No, when I drink coffee at night,
mm-hmm.
keeps me awake, you know. And then I drank like decaf last night.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was tired as hell, you know. So definitely not a good idea to drink coffee at night.
Well, I don't know how it affects your sleep. I've never really tested that theory. But I mean, I can sleep pretty well after a white mocha latte with 7 espresso shots in it. So I don't know if coffee really does anything. Like I can like go into hibernation basically.
Yeah, I guess it depends. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to smoking more weed when I have a house.
Are you not smoking weed right now?
No, I am.
Oh.
But I just every time I light up, I'm conscious of the fucking neighbors, you know?
Oh.
It's like enough of that already.
Yeah, I mean, my whole building smells like weed.
Really?
Yeah. Literally, everyone smokes weed.
Yeah,
but everyone in my building's young.
Yeah. You see, in my building, nobody smokes. So,
yeah.
And I'm outside on the balcony and people hate it.
No. So. Everyone in my building smokes. Like, you'll walk in on a Friday night. It's like, oh, people are getting lit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I think I have a bigger problem with it than my neighbors, you know?
Yeah.
They just close the fucking window, but...
The only kids in my apartment building are across the hall, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, right directly across the hall.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up this morning, I was sitting on my kitchen table having, like, some coffee on my computer, and their kid across the hall literally cried for 1 hour and 10 minutes straight.
Wow.
I'm like, yo, how is your kid crying for
that
long?
Yeah, why aren't you taking care of it?
Yeah, tell it to shut up. Like, if I can hear him all the way through my walls, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he's freaking out.
Right.
You didn't give him what breakfast he wanted, obviously.
Yeah.
Their family actually freaks me out.
Yeah.
I told you this before, right?
No.
Yeah, their little girl reminds me of, like, a child that would be in a horror film.
Really?
Like, she's the type... I kid you not, Sam. There's been times I'll get off the elevator and she's just standing in the hallway staring at you as you walk down. I'm like, where are your parents at? Get the fuck back in your apartment. Get away from me.
Yeah, you're scaring me.
Yeah. She's so creepy. She's very fair skin, has long, long, like, raggedy hair. I'm like, yo, this bitch
like
is
out of a scary
movie. Yeah, she's a poltergeist. 100%.
Yeah.
She freaks me out. Wow. Her and the mom freaks me out too.
Yeah,
never smiles. Jeez. If you hold the elevator for her, she won't say thank you.
Yeah, some people are like that. They're so fucking miserable.
Yeah, I went to Ralph's last night to grab like a bottle of wine, obviously, because that's what I survive off of, alcohol. So I went to the chicken section just to see if they had party wings, because for some reason only in California do they only have party wings occasionally. Why is that?
I don't know.
They'll have regular wings, but they won't have party wings. It's really? So frustrating.
And what's party wings?
Party wings are the ones that are broken in half.
Oh,
so
okay.
You either get like the drumstick, the little fat ones, or you right. get the flat ones.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay.
I don't like the wings that are connected. That grosses me out.
Really?
Yeah, those ones gross me out. I can't eat them. Even though it's like basically technically the same thing, they're just not ripped apart. I just can't do it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can't do it.
So how do you eat chicken wings when you go out? You just get like chicken tenders or something?
No, I get chicken wings.
Right.
But the wings are party wings.
Okay, so they're broken.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to a restaurant or something, what do you do then?
Those are still party wings.
Really?
You don't go to a restaurant and get full wings.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, it depends where, actually. Depends
where have you ever seen full wings? Chinese restaurants, obviously.
No, but, well, chicken places, maybe.
No, never. I've
never
seen
it. Yeah, like California Chicken Cafe.
Even Wingstop, they're party wings.
Yeah.
I haven't had Wingstops since I was like 18, maybe.
I never even knew they existed until one time my mom is like, I feel like chicken wings. So I look up on Yelp and says, oh, chicken wing stop. I'm like, wow, a special place for chicken wings. Went got it for her, but I never had it again.
You didn't like it?
I didn't eat it.
Oh,
she ate it.
No,
I probably would have liked it.
Yeah.
But I get chicken wings here. There's a hot wing cafe at Van Nuys Boulevard. And I go there a lot because the wings are absolutely best.
Really?
And you're right. They are like party wings.
Yeah, party wings. They're broken.
Yeah.
So you get the flat ones. Anytime I go to a wing place, I always say all flats. I hate the fat ones.
Yeah?
Ugh.
Really? And they'll just give you those?
All flats, yeah.
Really?
I went to Dave Buster's a couple months ago when Gabby was here.
But there's barely any meat on that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Don't give
I'll
me the other one.
Both. But everybody prefers the flat.
Yeah.
Ones, right?
They taste better. I don't know.
Because it's darker meat.
Yeah. I eat the nubs off those.
Yeah.
Like if I have to get the fat ones, the only reason I like them is because the nubs are bigger.
Uh-huh.
I'm so gross. But the bone marrow on them is really good.
Yeah.
But anyways, at Ralph's, this guy, there was like someone that works there, like putting the meat on the shelves or whatever. And this guy comes up to him and was like, you could tell he barely knew English, but he was trying to understand the guy. And the guy was like, where are the Ritz crackers? And he's like, huh? Like trying to understand him. And I'm like watching this whole thing go down, like literally just standing there.
Right.
He's like, where are the fucking Ritz crackers? And I go, no, 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 no. I like had to jump in.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, he obviously doesn't really know English. I go, aisle 12, bro. So then he keeps walking, doesn't even say thank you.
Whoa.
And I looked at the guy that works here and I go, sorry, man. People suck.
Yeah.
People are just really, awful.
Yeah. Impatient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just walk down the aisles and look for the sign that says crackers? It's really not that hard.
Yeah, but if it's, you know, but sometimes you ask the people that are there where
but don't get irritated with them
right.
if they can't understand you.
Right, right. But you don't know what that person went through that day, you know?
Yeah, no, there's no excuse for that. I've had terrible days and I've never treated anybody like that.
No, not treat somebody like that, but, you know, maybe not have the patience or anything. But,
right.
I mean, I'm not justifying that. I hate people like that, actually. You know, people that feel entitled to everything, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, serve me, treat me well.
Do this, do that.
Serve me.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what can you do?
Yeah.
So last night I finished watching
Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Shit, I didn't watch it. I went to bed early.
Yeah. You know what?
It's don't raining all weekend. Don't wait. No, I have to. I have to see it.
Don't wait.
Gabby says she liked it.
It was okay. You know, I mean, part of it, but the ending kind of sucked.
Are you not a... Yeah, she did say the ending sucked.
Yeah.
So he was like, it was like disappointing.
It's like you expected more, you
yeah.
know? And you even have to think about it. Wait a minute. What actually happened here? What's... Like, why is this ending significant?
Why is the whole movie significant?
Yeah, I mean, you can give away the whole movie by the ending, you know? But yeah, like I said, they never reveal what is out there. So like I told you, they wouldn't.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Well, no, because I'm saying that's what scary movies
are.
So
what is the underlying message?
Because there is no explanation to that, you know.
So if there's no explanation, what is the message?
I don't know. Some people thought it was like about people's, I don't know, like dealing with racism and stuff like that. Like they don't want to see. The real world of racism and things like that.
That's what the movie's about?
No, that's what people were saying.
You know,
like,
I'm going to watch
it.
I'm going to watch it this weekend, I promise, and we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah.
Because it's raining. Starting tomorrow, it's raining for like 5 days straight.
What?
Yeah.
That's not what I saw.
Yeah. I was like, no, you have
but
to
But it changes
me.
Every day, you know? I mean, don't believe any
Hold
of this
Hold on,
shit,
let's
man.
See.
You know, you go on the weather and it like tells you different things every day. I
yeah.
don't know. No rain, only Saturday.
Saturday, oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah,
bro.
All of next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so not starting tomorrow.
Oh, that's okay. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, for me it is. Let me see now. I just don't like
driving in the rain. It freaks me out.
Yeah, I do. I actually went out specially to drive when it rained the other day. Yeah.
You're a weirdo.
I love driving and I love the rain.
Yeah, no.
You
no
know,
thing.
Being at home with the rain is a waste.
Mm.
Yeah. They got some radio signals out of space. That's pretty significant, man.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, just like you hear like waves, you know. There's things that, like there's waves in the air, like sound waves.
So what's it coming from?
I don't know. Somewhere in space, they don't really know. I didn't really read.
Sometimes I feel like
story.
They'd be dropping these articles just to see how people freak out about it. And it's actually not true. Like, is it really? Are you guys going to show us proof, like, yeah. at the end of the day?
No, I mean, look, it could be anything. You know, there's radio signals in space, I think, anyway.
Right.
Radio burst is what they call it. But I can pretty much assure you. We're never going to see any aliens. We're never going to see any of that shit.
I don't know.
Because if...
I don't know about that.
If they existed and they could get here, they already would have.
But we don't know if they have been here or not.
Of course.
What if they
would.
Look like us?
What?
Seriously, what if they're like aliens just walking around? They look like us. Just collecting data. Like, look at these idiots.
Probably all the assholes in the world.
Yeah. That hate aliens. Being here. Yeah. Yeah. That explains why they're so miserable. Because they're not home and they miss
right,
home.
Right, exactly. E.T. call home.
Yeah.
E.T. phone home, whatever mm-hmm. they said. But the thing is that there's just such distances in space. That's what you can't overcome. Is the fact that it's so far to get anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, that
like even to get up, right? How long does it take just to like get up Earth?
No, that's fast.
Really?
That's a few minutes, yeah.
To get off of the planet.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck that.
You know what I mean?
Think
like
about
above
how
the atmosphere.
But think about how crazy that is.
Right.
But also think how crazier it is that they invented something that works.
Right.
That you can do that.
That you can do that, right?
That is weird. Like, that freaks me out.
I know, and that you can communicate with them, too.
Yeah.
From here, you know?
Like, video.
Through computers and shit.
And they're just, like, floating.
Right.
Like, just floating out there.
Yeah, no gravity.
I'd be miserable. I'm like, this is not what I want to fucking do right now. And
right.
then if you change your mind about it,
too
it's going to take you fucking 8 years to get back. Like, while you're up there, like, this is actually not what I want to do. You're right. stuck doing it. It's not like you can just hop on a flight.
Yeah, that's why not everybody can be an astronaut.
Yeah, no, I would definitely not sign up for that.
Yeah, some people love that
and
shit.
And I wouldn't work for NASA either. I wouldn't want to know any, like, detrimental information.
Right.
I don't want to know shit. Don't tell me. Don't bring it up in conversation.
I know. You want simple life.
Yeah, exactly. I want to mind my business.
You got to excuse me. My cough today is absolutely bad. And I think...
It's because you didn't get sleep.
No, I think I'm picking up something from... Everybody's sick around here.
I was sick last week, so maybe you're getting it from me. I just didn't really have a cough.
Yeah.
I just had like the sniffles. But like last weekend, last Saturday night, horrible Sunday, horrible. I like couldn't even get off the couch. Runny nose.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I've noticed when I work out and like sweat it out, I feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, that always makes you feel better.
I feel like I'm going to be sick when I get back from Chicago.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's going to be so... I looked at the weather today. It's 20 degrees.
Fuck. Not only that, but people are sick on the plane, too.
Yeah. Right? I might buy one of those masks at the dollar store.
You think it'll help?
Rock it out. Thug it out. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're sitting in all the fucking germs from everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And it just circulates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. I can't tell you how many times I flew on a plane and ended up sick the following day.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Even if... So the flight's only like 4 hours. But I was like, I told him, I was like, yeah, the flight's 4 hours, but I'm going to want to go back to my hotel and fresh it up because I'm going to feel dirty after I get off that flight.
Yeah.
I don't want to like go and like immediately like hang out with you. I'm going to like take a shower because I'm going to feel disgusting. Even though it's 4 hours. I mean, 7 hours is longer, but after you get off any flight, even if it's 2 hours, you feel disgusting.
Yeah.
You feel like you're covered in like everything that you can't imagine to see, but it's disgusting.
All the slime in the air that you can't see.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, no. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I wish the flight was 2 hours. Ugh. Hate that it's four.
Yeah.
4 hours is a long time.
It is.
Like a long time. And I think it's a little over 4 hours. I think it's like 4 hours and like 20 minutes.
Yeah. You try a flight to Europe or something, 15 hours.
I do want to go to Europe someday, though. Right. That's the fucking shitty part.
14, 15 hours.
Like, I do want to see the, what is it called?
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, in person. Yeah. Like, I want to get one of those pictures. I was here. It's not real unless you Instagram it.
Or go to the Louvre and see the Mona Lisa.
I want to go to Italy and get on one of those boats where you like, you know, they're supposed
Venice,
to be romantic.
The gondola.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that. I don't even care if it's with Gabby.
I was there a long time ago. I was a kid, like 13 years old.
Yeah, don't sometimes they have like painters on those little boats and they like paint pictures of you and
maybe.
Who you're with?
Yeah, they have painters, but I don't know if on the boat.
Yeah, I rewatched the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah. Oh,
that?
Have I seen it? No.
Oh, my God.
I know what it's about.
So good.
Yeah.
It's really long, but it's really good.
It's a woman's movie. Though.
Yeah. But no, guys like to watch woman movies, too.
Really?
Let's be serious.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a good movie. It's a good romantic. It's basically me in a movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like she like stays in like relationships where she's not happy because she feels like she has to.
Yeah.
Like she feels like
and
I'm at
this
age. She
travels around the world.
And she's finally like, fuck this. I'm going to do shit for myself. But even when she's on, when she's traveling the world, she falls in love again.
Right. And it is like you.
Yeah. I'm like, this is literally me in a movie.
Yeah. Every guy I see, I fall in love with
him. Dead serious. I love you so much.
Yeah. Marry me, please.
Yeah. Please. Let's settle down together.
I'm telling you, don't let him pick up on it.
No.
Right? I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your advice to go into this one differently?
Just, you know, kind of be hard to get, you know, don't like.
I'm definitely having sex with him.
No. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can.
Yeah.
But don't be like, oh, all over him and like, you know, right away, like.
Really?
Dumping all of you on him. Yeah.
Like, and I should like probably keep like most of my life personal. Like, don't. Like,
I don't know. Whatever, however you feel with that, but take it slowly, you know?
Right.
I mean, as far as your emotions, that's what I mean.
As far as I'm concerned, he doesn't know me and my Instagram looks like a slutty girl's page. So he's probably assuming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have this girl come out. We're going to hook up for the weekend. But most guys, like, for instance, I went on a lunch date maybe 3 weeks ago with this guy. And after when he was driving me home, he's like, hey, I got to be honest with you. After seeing your Instagram page, I wasn't expecting you to be how you are in person. I was like, what is that supposed to mean? And he's like, you're probably one of the coolest chicks I've met out here. But when you look at your Instagram page, you look like one of those hot girls that has no substance to her at all.
Right. You look like a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably what he's expecting.
Bitch face.
Yeah. Probably what he's going to be expecting. And then he meets me and he's like, oh, she's actually cool.
Right.
And then you can fall in love with me. Feel free.
Yeah. But I can picture this pretty much. The moment you see each other, you'll jump into bed. But don't let
not the moment, but like a couple hours later for sure.
I don't know. It depends, you know.
No, I'm never that fast.
When I was in a long distance relationship, I couldn't wait. You know?
Yeah, but you met her already, right? No, oh, for the first time.
For the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it'll be like
so
that.
So I got there, we were some friends, and then immediately the first chance we had, we went to a room and
got it on.
Down. Yeah.
Oh my God, no. Yeah. See, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to be starving. That's a long flight.
Yeah.
Think about it. You get to the airport 2 hours ahead of your flight.
Okay, so eat, go take a shower, and then see, whatever.
No, I'll take a shower, and then he can take me to eat.
Okay, whatever.
And then yeah. I'll jump into bed with him for sure. I think he's so sexy. I'm for sure sleeping with him. We had that conversation last night too.
Did you really?
Yeah. He's like, listen, I don't want you to come here and feel like you need to do anything. You don't have to do anything. And I was like, I'm not getting on a 4-hour flight when I'm petrified of flying to eat pizza with you.
Yeah. There you go, man. She let you have it the way it is.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, don't feel like you can't make a move because you're nervous. Right. I want it, so give it to me when I get there.
Yeah.
I'm not flying all the way to a different state to not have sex with you.
Yeah.
At least I want that, if nothing else.
Right.
Facts. It's just the truth. I'm older now. I just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like if I was 25, I'd be like, no, I'm 30.
Yeah.
So I have needs.
Yeah. But the older women are not like that, you know? Maybe because it's a different
generation.
What,
like in the 50s?
Yeah, it's because it's a
different
generation.
But you don't know if they're like that.
They're more traditional. Well, you know, I mean.
Because I feel like the older you get, the hornier you get.
Maybe, but you know, once you reach middle age, it's different. And not
only
that. But is it
different because you mentally think it's
different? No, but even if they want to have sex a lot, they still won't do it with different men all the time.
Oh, no, definitely not.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no, they all want that one guy.
Yeah, but even now, I'm 30 and that's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hook up with multiple people at the same time.
No, not at the same time, but still, like, maybe serial dating or something, you know?
I mean, it depends. Like, I'll serial date until I find someone I actually want to date on a regular basis.
Right.
But if I'm serial dating, it means I've gone on several dates with people that I'm never answering their texts again.
Right.
Yeah, it's just as simple as it goes.
Yeah. So, but the older generation's not.
Why don't you get Hinge?
I've tried that before.
The dating
Why
app?
Would that be different?
I don't know.
I've tried it a long time ago. It didn't seem to work.
I downloaded it and I already have like 150 likes. I can't handle it. So I'm not even using it.
Oh, there's likes on
So basically Hinge is
like people?
Yeah. Instead of like swiping left or right, someone's profile will pop up and you can like look at like, you have to answer 3 questions to make a profile. It's like, what's your biggest fear? What are you looking for? Blah, 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 blah. So you get to read their answers and they have like 4 or 5 pictures. And in order to get to them, you have to like one of their pictures and they have to like one of your pictures back.
Oh.
So I created mine. I was like, I'm not going to like anybody's pictures. I'm just going to see who likes mine. Wow. I like went to bed, woke up, and there was like the first night 75 likes.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
That's exactly what I mean. And the ones that are not as attractive on the site get nothing.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I looked at like 10 profiles and I was like, is this motherfucker shot in hell? It's a no. It's almost like, wow, that your confidence must be through the roof.
Well, there's a lot of guys out there and they're desperate.
Yeah, but you know what it is I feel like every man and every woman is so similar in their emotions about relationships, right. Uh-huh. But women are more vocal about it. Because men at the end of the day don't want to be by themselves. Mm. Like a grown-ass man is not going to be happy falling asleep by himself every night. I'm sorry, it's the truth. Do you get lonely?
No.
That's so weird to me. I know my dad does. No, like my dad hates it.
Yeah, look, some people are like that, you know, but it's funny because.
Like, you don't fear, like, just being by yourself for the rest of your life?
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, when you get to the
I'm
point
saying.
Where it's like 78, 79 and you haven't met somebody. And
no,
you're like,
I'd like to meet someone. But right. What I'm saying is, like, you know, like. I don't know. I mean, I don't like to live with like roommates and shit like that.
Right. But you can
whatever.
Meet someone and like maybe like on.
Yeah, if I meet a woman.
Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, she can sleep over.
No, that's not a problem. Look, it's not like I'm opposed to it.
Right.
I prefer to live alone. But if I meet somebody and we move in together, yeah, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
How long do you think you need to be in a relationship with somebody to move in with them?
How long?
Yeah.
I think a while.
Yeah.
I think a while. You guys really, because sometimes I think moving in ruins everything. You know?
I think so too.
You know, because then you start seeing the person like really close and intimately and things start irritating you.
Yeah, but I also feel like you need that to see if that's the person for you.
Yeah.
I don't think you can like, so I met this guy who proposed to his girlfriend And they've been together for 2 years.
Right.
And they don't live together. I'm like, how do you propose to someone you haven't ever lived
even
with?
Lived with, yeah.
Like, you see each other 3-4 times a week. You don't even know what it's like to live with this chick.
Exactly.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people are okay with that.
Nah. Nope, I'm not. I got to live with you for at least 6 months.
Yeah. But I think I read that when you live with someone before, it doesn't necessarily work out.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's because it's not supposed to work out. Right, you needed to live with them to know that this is not the person for you.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, but the people that are like not doing that, then they get married, then they live with this person. They're like, oh my God, who the fuck did I marry?
Right,
you didn't know because you didn't live with him before.
Yeah, and it used to be with sexuality too. You'd go in as a virgin and, you know, into marriage, and then you realize, oh shit, this is the only sex I'm ever going to have, and it's not great. So you got to have sex with a person before you marry them.
I mean, I don't.
Before you commit.
I don't agree with the whole virgin thing. Like, it's just like.
But what about sexual compatibility?
No, I don't think that you should be a virgin when you get married. Like, that is the most bizarre thing ever.
Sex is
so important in a relationship. If you don't have good sexual chemistry, like, say you meet a person and your personalities click and you're like, wow, like, this could be my husband. And then you have sex with them and you're like, first time, okay, give or take. First two times, you give him like some slack because like you guys are getting used to each other. 5-6 times in, if he's not fucking you the way you need to be fucked, that relationship isn't going to work. Doesn't matter how well you guys get along.
Exactly, because it's a major drive, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, people get married for the wrong reasons often, though. So.
Yeah, 110%.
You know, you got to feel like, this is a person I truly want to be with for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good reason to marry. But anything else, you know, just because if you're just physically attracted to someone, or like you said, if you're just like friends or something,
right,
you know, and you're not, you don't have that sexual tension and attraction, it's not going to work because, you know, it's sort of like today we expect our partners to be everything.
Mm-hmm.
Lover, friend, partner.
Yep.
Mother and father and friends and everything, you know? Yep. So it's like, before it used to be different, you know? Like, you know, you'd have certain friends for this, friends for that, whatever. But yeah, so, you know, you got to find the person that is going to make you feel good about yourself too, you know?
And I also think that you need to be with someone, and I'm talking from a personal experience. Like, I was thinking about it yesterday in the shower, and I was like, I have always dated dudes that the first sign of an argument, they bash me, like, where I am in life. Like, you're a fucking loser. You have no job. I need a man that's like, no matter how low I am, is my number one cheerleader. Right. Oh, you got this. Like, life's going to turn around. Like, I
supported.
Yeah. Like, you need, I feel like everyone needs to be with someone that doesn't judge them for where they're at, but sees where they could potentially go.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the only standard I have in relationships right now. Don't care if they're chubby. Don't care if they have tons of money or not. I just want a guy that supports me 110%.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, well, you'll find one.
And also get in bed. So,
there you go. That's a tall order, but, you know, maybe you'll find someone.
I know.
But where? Where are you going to find them among all the garbage out there?
Chicago.
You better not come back bummed out, man. I'll be, like, really pissed.
I know.
If he lets you down or something. But
how do you let someone down in a weekend, though?
Well,
I feel like that might be something that happens down the line.
I'll tell you when. When you have high expectations like you do, and then you go in and he's not exactly where you are in that relationship.
Well, I don't think it's a relationship if it's a weekend thing. It's just going to be fun. I just want to have fun.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't have high expectations.
No, God, no.
You won't get disappointed. Everything will be good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just want to have like the best weekend ever.
Yeah.
So I can come back and not be depressed that I don't have a Valentine.
That's true. And have good memories. And, and then you'll be antsy to go back there again.
Yeah, probably so.
And that's what I mean. Long distance relationships suck.
Because you can go as far as like 2 months without seeing each other.
Right. Or more.
That's a long fucking time, especially if the sex is good.
Yeah.
Woo, no.
That's what I'm saying. You'll drive yourself crazy by the time you see him again.
Yeah.
You know? I've been there, I'm telling you. One thing about being older, man, it's like you've been through everything, you know? You had a chance to learn all these lessons, but I guess as a young person, you have to go through it yourself in order
I've never been in a long distance relationship ever.
Yeah.
ever. I just, and I always talk shit about it too. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, long distance relationships don't work.
Right. And you don't really know.
And I don't know.
That they don't work.
Yeah. I'm just like, they don't work. Because I know myself. I need like a certain amount of attention.
Right.
But I think that's also my downfall. I think I require too much attention.
Oh, yeah. You think?
Yeah.
But you know what? The question has to be asked, why can't you find even one guy in fucking L.A. that you have to go all the way to Chicago and deal with the long-distance
relationship? Because the guys out here are pieces of fucking shit.
Yeah, but a long-distance relationship is not complete. It's like, fuck, man.
But I don't even... for me, this isn't going to be a relationship. I mean, if God willing it ever turns into that, that's God's plan. But I'm not going into this trip thinking 6 months from now, like we're going to be in a relationship. That's not what I'm thinking when it comes to this. I think for me, it's like I want to hook up with someone and I also don't want to get super attached. And the fact that he lives so far is easy for me not to get attached.
Yeah.
Like it's easy for me to go with the mentality, this is a weekend. Long ass flight. That's it, Danielle. Right. Don't get attached.
It's funny to see rationalizing everything.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's not.
I already know you, man.
Because I want to come back and I'm like, I am in love. That's probably what's going to happen.
Now, listen, but you got to be careful where you go at the hotel and stuff. I wanted to bring this up because in South Korea, they just closed they jailed a woman that had a revenge porn site. Okay, and but what they mean is
revenge porn.
Yeah, revenge porn. You know, have you
let
heard
me guess.
Of that?
They put cameras in hotels and filmed people cheating and shit.
Not or naked. You know,
everyone could sue for that. No,
yeah,
the hotel. I'm like, yo, you guys didn't tell me there was cameras in this room. You filmed me without my knowledge.
Right
now, my naked body's
all
over
the
internet.
But you don't know who put them there. You know,
but
so,
the hotel should be liable for that. When you're not checking your rooms.
Well, I don't know, but that's the thing. I don't know if it's so much hotels as they're talking about like public bathrooms and things like that. You know, where people. So they're showing here a video of the police or some kind of task force actually fucking going with detectors to look for cameras every day, and it's crazy, but. But what they're saying is that it makes people really desperate when this shit goes on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Like imagine, you know, camera taking a video of you, I don't know, masturbating when you think nobody's there.
Right.
Or even just naked, you know, and people are like, wow, you know, it does so much harm and blah, blah, blah to our society.
Right.
Stuff,
so. No, that's not cool.
I mean, you've got to be a really piece of shit to do something.
But there's
like
so many pieces of shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Plenty.
Like, there's so many. They, like, love this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, video, I mean, come on, man. It's like they're also talking about hidden cameras and also upskirt cameras.
Well, I don't know what upskirt camera means.
Think about it. It's
upskirt.
Like...
Upskirt. Oh, upskirt.
Upskirt,
oh, like,
yeah.
Upper skirt.
Well, no, they put a camera, like, under your dress or your skirt to take pictures. Like, I've seen it happen before. Like a guy would carry like a bag or something, right?
Right.
And then he would, was it bags? Yeah, just a bag. And he would walk right next to you and be able to take pictures of between your legs, you
Mm-mm.
know? And people do that.
Nope, fuck you.
Unknowingly.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
If a guy ever did that to me, I'd literally like break out some like karate chop to the
that's
throat.
That's if you knew, though, you know.
But I'm like, I'm pretty well like, aware of my surroundings.
But if you're like, you're never really in a place where it's really crowded and stuff with people.
Right.
Think of like New York, the biggest cities, Tokyo, whatever.
I'm never going to Japan or Tokyo or China. I've just like never had a desire to go there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not on my, like, bucket list of things to do.
Right.
Like, so many people are like, I want to go to Shanghai and do this. Yeah. It's on my bucket list. I'm like, I'm good.
Mm.
I'm all set.
I'm staying here.
Yeah. I'm so good.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind Japan, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Japan.
Mm.
That seems pretty pretty attractive. I mean, they're, like, into all these modern things and stuff. You know, China is, like, yeah, it's developing, but it's... It's so weird.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
It's so fucking weird.
I'm good.
All of Asia is really different culture than what we have here, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why when I went out with that... when I
woman.
Took out that Chinese woman...
Yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't seem right, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it depends. Depends how long off the boat they've been here,
right.
you know?
Right, right.
And you never know. I think she was only 3 or 6 years. I don't know. But it wasn't where I felt there'd be like really...
super duper yeah, connection.
Or yeah, connections or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very traditional too. Who knows how long I would have had to wait for the sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
But you see, but that's what I mean. I mean, at my age, people don't just hook up like you guys do on fucking Tinder and shit.
Right.
Fuck, I wish there was an internet when I was a kid. Sure, would have gotten a lot more sex.
Yeah, I feel
like that's... Did you like ever play doctor when you were like young?
Yeah, I'm sure I did. I don't really remember, but I'm sure.
I mean, some boys must have really... explored you like I did.
Oh no, not with boys. I didn't play with boys at all.
I mean, I was like 5 years old and I would like, you know, talk him into being my patient and everything. Where the fuck did I get that?
I don't know.
I was very sexualized from an early age.
No,
you know?
Not me. I didn't really even think about sex until I was like 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, it was like not even a thing. Man. No, I would play doctor and I would, when my brother was old enough, we would, do it together and just kind of explore the girls. You know, we didn't have sex.
Right.
But, you
know. Well, I mean, I hope at 5 you weren't, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people, I don't know.
These day and age?
Maybe kids.
Yeah,
do, right?
Seventh graders are having sex. Yeah. It's just fucking insane. I'm like, you're not even developed yet.
Yeah.
Like, let's get it together.
But a seventh grader, yeah. I'm talking when I was 5, 6 years old. Mm. You know, you don't really know what the fuck you're doing, but you know you want to see some vagina. That was me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, my nephew turned 5 today. Happy birthday, Marcellus.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of weird to talk about that while we were talking about...
well, you said 5-year-old, and I was just thinking, doctor. Marcellus will never, not now, he's so young.
But you don't
so
know,
little.
Because you see, we hung out outside of the home all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like we were home.
Right.
So, you know, you go in the bushes, whatever, it's fun. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
My 5-year-old ain't going in no bushes.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
Like, you're getting your ass home. I'm picking you up from school.
Yeah. You know what's funny is when my son was in elementary, one time they called us and they said, your son is like wanting to kiss the girl's vaginas.
Oh my God.
In class.
Jeez.
I was like, what the fuck?
What do you even respond to that? I bet.
Yeah, so you tell him, you go, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that.
No, I mean, what do you say to the teacher? Like, yeah. I'm coming down now.
I think they understand it. You know, I mean, kids are kids, you know?
I want a girl funny. For sure.
I mean, at a pretty early age, I think in my early teens, I discovered porn. You know, I found some, like, we didn't have movies at the time. Mm. They were just like, some people had movies, but who would really... Where would you watch it or anything as
right,
a kid? But
right. But
we found pictures, magazines, slides. Have you ever seen slides?
Nope.
Like in a presentation or something. You've never even seen that. That's true. Because it all happens from computers now.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-mm.
But a slide is like a picture that you can only see through when you put it in a projector.
Right.
And it projects it.
Nope.
Like still video.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but that's all we saw. And so I remember for the first time when I saw like a hairy vagina and like a
I don't know why girls be rocking
dick.
That still.
No, well, that was back then.
Yeah, no, but girls still rock that now too.
I love it, man. I
ugh,
need that.
God,
I need
gross.
That. Why?
I think it's so disturbing.
Why? Hair is gross? Why?
Down there? Yeah.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think it's very sexy.
No.
To have it down there because the whole body is smooth and then suddenly you have it right there in that place that nobody ever sees, you know?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
No, people are lasering that shit off now, so it never grows back.
I know, but the thing is, I don't want to feel like I'm with a little girl, you know? I
no,
want to
you're
feel
not
a woman.
With a little girl.
No, when it's totally shaved, it's like that.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm telling you.
I don't like when guys have, like, mad hair. I'm like, get
no,
your
no,
fucking
but not
shit
mad.
Together.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not looking for mad hair.
Yeah.
You can trim it a little bit, but mm-hmm. have something, you know?
Yeah, I don't even remember
not
the
even
last
shave.
Time I sucked a dick and there was hair on his balls. It's like, shave your balls.
Yeah, they all do, huh?
Ugh, God, gross.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you see, that's just become a recent thing.
Yeah, like a nope,
fairly
nope,
recent
not
thing.
Doing it, not doing it.
Because 60s, 70s, 80s, that's all you saw, man. If you look at porn from back then, nobody was shaved.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed Japanese porn, I told you before.
Yeah.
And there almost nobody shaved. That's why I love it.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, you see, it's how you grow up.
I know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no.
That was the first thing I saw, and that's what I'm attracted to.
Yeah, no, I don't want any. I don't even like. So, like, I wax because I started lasering, but it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And I won't even let a man see me if a little bit of my hair is growing
back.
Yeah. Not happening.
Yeah, I know. A lot of women are like, most women probably like
that. Yeah, don't
touch
me. No.
Being young and everything, yeah. But not the older ones, I'm telling you.
I mean, at some point when you get comfortable with someone, if like your hair is growing back and you need a wax, it's just like they don't give a fuck.
Right.
But like in the beginning stages of a relationship, like you got to be cleaned up.
Well, it's not that you're not clean with hair. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
You just have that notion that you are. But, you know, I mean, if you keep it clean, you know, before sex, you wash and everything, you would anyway, right?
Yeah, we like to call the before sex showers or wash slut baths.
What is it?
Slut bass.
Really?
Yeah. Like right before you go to hook up with someone, you just hop in the shower really quick to like put a little bit of soap on your vagina and your armpits to make sure you're smelling fresh. We call that a slut bath.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not washing anything else. Your makeup is probably still on.
Right.
Just a quick slut bath.
Yeah. Well, I do that with my member too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you got to be fresh. That's why like I'm not hopping off of a flight and going directly. I'm going directly to my hotel.
Exactly.
I got to take a quick slut
bath. And all these romantic movies where they just have sex right away.
Yeah. Like that's not actually happening.
Yeah. I'm not eating you before you
No.
Watch.
We're definitely not. That's not happening.
Oh, God. We're going to places today. Yeah. There's a downer story here, but a dozen of birds found dead in New Zealand because they were decorated with Christmas shit. Like
tinsel.
People tied fucking tinsel and painted the wings of birds, and the birds ended up dying.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Why? Apparently somebody put like, I mean, they tied.
So they killed like the birds on purpose, like a serial killer.
But they caused them to die. It's not like by putting it on them, they killed them instantly. But a bird that is tied with shit like tinsel on it can't fly. It can't
eat. But I'm saying the person that did that knew what they were doing.
Obviously.
So it's a serial killer.
Because
anyone that can hurt an animal and like do it in a artsy type of way is a killer.
Yeah. And I mean, you just look at this and you go, wow, man.
People are sick. Don't even talk about it.
I know. And don't show me the fucking picture.
Yeah.
Either,
I hate when articles do that now. We don't want to fucking see.
Right.
Don't ruin my day.
Yeah.
That's why I don't use Facebook anymore. Facebook is just ridiculous with that shit.
So look at this. Swedish officials block a Christian man's request for Christ on car plate. So he wanted on his license plate the word Christ.
Right.
They wouldn't let him have it because it might be offensive.
Okay.
You think about that one. And and then in Texas, they're using cardboard cutouts of cops to help crack down on speeding. So they just put like a cutout.
Honestly,
so at a distance, you think it's a fucking
cop. Yeah, but you know what? I will say they work because the other day I went into Ralph's and like you go right and you towards the Starbucks, and I was like walking towards there, and they have a cardboard cutout of a cop, and I thought it was a cop. I said good morning to the cardboard cutout, and then I like looked and I was like, that's a fucking cardboard cutout.
Whoa.
But every time I go in there, I forget that it's a cardboard cutout, so I get like startled because it's just like standing right there when you walk in.
It is a cop,
so it works. And that's not even me in a car. That's just like me. I said good morning to the fucking cardboard cutout.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, to me, it's enough if you just put a fucking police car standing by. Everybody's going to slow down.
Right.
All right. Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow's Friday, huh?
No. Yeah.
Tomorrow's Friday.
It's fucking Thursday.
It's already Thursday.
Yeah,
already.
That's crazy. And it's going to be raining tomorrow. I'm pissed.
The week flew by.
It's raining on Saturday. Tomorrow's just going to be cloudy. So that's good. Cha-ching.
Whenever,
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll gladly see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.